EKU Associate Professor of Sociology James Maples has been asking that question. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Maples.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Tell us about your work, first of all, in the area of outdoor recreation.
Sure. Well, I was trained as a political economist at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville, and I do outdoor recreation economic impact research. A lot of my work's focused on rock climbing to begin with, but I've expanded that to include things like mountain biking, paddling, and so forth.
This is a question that's been asked for ages, but is it realistic to think that there might be a balance found between economic growth and environmental preservation?
Yes, it is possible. It's something that takes a lot of thought process and a lot of careful land management. I think part of it has to be sort of couched in the fact that we're seeing outdoor recreation growing, both in its user numbers and also the amount of money that's being spent in outdoor recreation. And it's becoming a job creator, too, because everything from, manufacturing climbing harnesses on down to guide services and, even having hotels and campsites where people can stay, it's becoming an important part of the economy. The balance is really all about finding the ways to preserve these outdoor recreation areas. We have to think of them as a resource, essentially, a resource that has to be protected. It's a resource that can be damaged by overdevelopment. So if we try to put too many outdoor recreation users into a space and it's not taken care of and not made sustainable, then we can lose those places. And from an economic perspective, we lose those economic resources when that happens. On the flip side, if we can get good policy to make sure these places aren't overdeveloped, that they are carefully maintained, then it can be not only a healthy part of our economy, but a healthy part of our community.
So how do we translate this into something beyond just potential for Eastern Kentucky? How do we make it real?
That's a really hard question. Part of it may come with trying to convince the community members of the value of it. For the Red River Gorge, for quite a long time, we saw that outdoor recreation was something that was largely not favorable amongst local residents. We saw with rock climbers, they weren't particularly well thought of in the community. But having some basic research on them has helped to change that. Also meeting with groups, we met with Lee County's Tourism Board a couple of years ago to talk about the demographics of who these climbers are, and they were blown away that they're these very educated individuals.
And tell us about that meeting. I read about it. It was pretty interesting what happened there.
Yeah, that was an intriguing event, got covered in Climbing Magazine, which was really cool. I worked with Brian Clark, who's also a professor here at EKU, and we went up to Lee County to present our research to local residents. And, as we went on through that meeting, we found that not only did the community members want to talk to these people, but they wanted to know, what is it that you like about this area? And it really turns out that rock climbers and outdoor recreationists, they love Lee County and these areas for the same reasons that the people who live there do. They're beautiful gems that we have to protect, these outdoor recreation areas.
EKU Associate Professor of Sociology, James Maples, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.